Vendetta by Michael Dibden. Read by Michael Kitchen. Wednesday, 01:50 to 02:45. Aurelio Zen lounged on the sofa like a listless god, bringing the dead back to life. With a flick of his finger, he made them rise again. One by one, the shapeless, blood-drenched bundles stirred, shook themselves, crawled about a bit, then floated upwards until they were on their feet again. This extremely literal resurrection had taken them by surprise, to judge by their expressions, or perhaps it was the sight of each other's bodies that was so shocking, the hideous injuries and disfigurements, the pools and spatters of blood everywhere. But as Zen continued to apply his miraculous intervention, all this was set to rights too. The gaping rents in flesh and fabric healed themselves, the blood mopped itself up, and in no time at all the scene looked almost like the ordinary dinner party it had been until the impossible occurred. None of the four seemed to notice the one remarkable feature of this spurious afterlife, namely that everything happened backwards. "He did it." Zen's mother was standing in the doorway, her nightdress clutched around her skimpy form.
"What's wrong, Mama?"
She pointed at the television, which now showed a beach of brilliant white sand framed by smoothly curved rocks. A man was swimming backwards through the wavelets. He casually dived up out of the water, landed neatly on one of the rocks, and strolled backwards.